I was just watching a commercial. It's like the third one I've
seen. Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh.
We're rolling.
I mean, hello.
Let me just share my story real quick.
Oh, okay.
I was just watching a commercial, literally just now when I was grabbing new batteries for the podcast, podcast machine. Podcast machine?
Pod machine.
What? Is that a machine?
That's a little machine.
That's a machine, right?
The podcast machine. Baby machine.
And it was a probably 50-year-old guy, like, jumping in a lake and playing soccer and having fun. And I just now understood, like, that's going to be me.
Excuse me?
You know how I was just telling you on the balcony? I was saying that sometimes I feel like I'm wasting my 30s just working all the time.
Yes.
And I'm not having any fun.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, but I'm also going to be the guy who can retire by 40 years old and then start living my truth.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a legitimate question and concern.
I know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
So anyway, I just saw that commercial and I was like, it made me smile seeing a guy with gray hair having fun. I'm like, that's going to be me one day.
Okay. Like, it could be you tomorrow morning.
I was like, one sweet day, I'm going to just let myself have a day off to just go by the lake, dive in, hit the rope swings, take my dog to the river.
Take my dog
down to the bank. My hip pops out.
Okay. We were just talking about this. We were talking about the fact that as you get older, your friends start to dwindle away.
Mm-hmm.
And not your friends, like not your like homies, but like the friends that get married, have kids, harder to see, they move away, you just drift apart. Obviously, all of that stuff happens and it's okay, but it does suck. And when you, you know, love your friends and like I used to do so much, like in our from the time that I was 17 until I was 28, I was like raging, and not raging like doing drugs and drinking every night. That's not what I mean. I was just like living my best life. Yeah. I was like going to clubs and dancing on actual tables, like having fun. Like I didn't give a rat's ass who was watching. I was just like, woo, like, you know, DJ Stone Rock. And
dude,
like
you had fun.
I had fun.
Seeing you out, what like I would remember seeing you out.
Yes.
And like you were out to have fun. And you didn't even drink then.
Exactly.
Some nights maybe you drank, but
exactly.
Like you would be sober and just smiling and dancing.
Yes. With that being said, we were just talking outside where we feel like, you know, we did that and now all we do is work. But we have to give it up for those times because that was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to work our asses off right now so that we can go back to that when we have kids. Well, I'm not trying to like go to a club when we have kids. Go back to having free time.
Go back to having free time.
And so, but that's the next chapter where it's like you have kids and now you have free time with your kids. That's freaking cool.
That is cool.
I don't want to be 40
Actually,
years
you know
old
what, though?
Going to a club.
That is cool because imagine.
I mean, maybe I do.
Imagine. Being 40, you're in your 40s, and you don't have to stress about money or going to work because you've already done it all and you've already worked your ass off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then now you get to sit back and have a beer and like watch your kids play and play soccer with your kids and like
it's the best.
That's fun.
I want that. What are you most excited about for your future?
I'm excited to wake up on a Tuesday and like. Have us go down to the river with two of our big dogs and little Stinky. Like at this point, we have two big dogs, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Two big dogs, like a German Shepherd, some sort of other big dog mix, lab mix or whatever.
Okay.
And Stinky. And I want to like fish on the river. And I want the dogs to play in the river.
Also,
and
I love that he's just randomly saying river. Well, we always fantasize about having a place on a river.
Yeah.
People know that we don't live on a river right now. So people are probably like, what?
Yeah, but isn't the question what I want to do in my future?
Yeah, but they don't know that we want a house on a river.
Yeah, well, that's what we want.
All right, well, I'm telling them.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I'm taking you to court. I'm suing you.
You're going to sue me for this too?
Yeah, I'm suing you.
I'm just trying to share my vision.
All right.
So what I'm most, okay, hear me out. Let me just share my freaking vision. Oh, nice shot.
All right.
I'm an outdoors guy. I want to be outdoors more.
Do you
want to
have
like,
kids with me or not? That's my question.
Are you just fishing for me to say I want to have kids?
Yeah.
That's not, listen, the kids are coming, but first it's going to be dogs. We're going to have two big dogs. You'll be pregnant. I'll be fishing by the river, having my beer. You can't drink because you're pregnant.
I can't eat fish either.
You can't fish either. So you'll be inside. You'll be cooking dinner. I'll be down fishing with my beer and my dogs.
What am I making?
You're making, ooh, lasagna. Oh
my God, what are you, Garfield?
You're making lasagna.
Okay.
And
you love lasagna?
We're going to have, I do love lasagna.
Why have you never told me that?
Can I be honest with you? Because I eat really healthy now.
Oh.
And like,
I want to make you
fast forward to being 50. I don't care about my body anymore.
I want to make you lasagna.
You do?
Yeah.
I'd love that.
Okay.
Think about this. We like, I feel like at the need as an entertainer to stay in shape.
Oh, yeah.
Like we're like in the acting business and like.
But also it feels good to be healthy though.
It does feel good to be healthy.
It's not even about being skinny or about being like in shape. It's like what's in shape. Like there's no real in shape. Everybody has a body that can be healthy. So whatever that healthiness is,
yeah.
Which to me is like my body right now is healthy.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm skinny. That doesn't mean I'm chunky. That means I'm like,
you're healthy.
I feel like I treat my body right.
Yeah.
And except I could probably work out more because I feel like activities are helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, like I just want to eat what I want, but in a healthy way, like where I can have like fun snacks, but not where it's like I'm drinking soda every day. Like when I'm 50, I'm not going to like let myself just eat a bunch of shit.
Yeah. Like you'll have like an Olipop soda where it's still really good.
Which is what I'm doing now.
Okay. To sum up what you're saying, everyone's in shape is different. And when I say I want to be in shape, like I don't want to eat a bunch of cheese and carbs.
Yes, you do, but you're not.
Want to, but I'm not gonna because I'm trying to stay in a better fit state. I will still have pizza.
I will still have
lasagna.
I want,
but it's like a once or twice
a
week thing for me.
I want pizza right now.
I do too.
Should we order pizza from downstairs?
Well, no. It's 10 p.m. right now.
Oh,
do you know it's 10 p.m.?
No.
And we're usually. Do you know last night? Wait, you came up later, right?
Yeah, I came up and took a shower and got in bed and was
the night before. Were we both in bed at 8:30?
Yes,
we were in bed at 8:30.
Well, we also woke up at 5.
That's true.
So like that makes sense.
So anyway,
can I get a snack?
Yeah, get a snack.
You talk to your friends.
Okay. No, actually, while you got, so Ariel's going to grab a snack, but I wanted to like touch on this getting old thing that I thought was so weird. So we're here shooting Love Island in Hawaii. You guys know this by now. We're still here. But the thing is, though, this podcast comes out every week, so they don't know when we're going back home. Anyway, and I was downstairs with Ariel a couple nights ago at the restaurant, and our friend Afton, who's here with us, she comes by, and she was at the gym. And literally, our conversation led to, like, clicks in our body. And she's like, honestly, like, it's just getting old. She's like, literally, yeah. I can reach back, and I just hear my shoulder click. And I was like, yeah. When I lay down on my back and I do leg ups, my hips click now. What changes? Why do we like?
I know.
It's getting older is so weird.
I don't like it.
But you know what, though? It's fine. It's part of life.
All right.
Guys, we're going to dive into some pop culture news. I think this is really funny. This is a quote. This is a quote. I'm not much of a cusser. This is a quote from Lisa Rinna.
Lisa Rinna.
I actually don't even know who that is.
Lisa Rinna.
Lisa Rinna opened up about how she had a what the f*** moment when she found out that her daughter, Amelia, was dating Scott Disick. For reference, Scott is 38 years old, father of three. She's 20. Let's talk about this real quick.
Hey.
Scott. Stop. No. Ariel's like, eh.
Oh.
Scott, no. Stop it. You're a father of three. You're rounding, you're almost to 40. In about a year and a half, you're going to be 40 years old.
I didn't know Lisa Rinna had a...
Leave Lisa Rinna's daughter alone. She just turned 20. She was a teenager a few months ago. It's just too young.
Can we look at her?
It's just too young. It's just too young for him. That's it.
Interesting.
That's... I don't think Ariel agrees with me on this on the 20 to 30, I don't
because I've been a 20-year-old girl
wanting to date 40-year-olds.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hot.
I mean, she looks good. He looks good too.
Mm-hmm.
They look good.
Yeah. See,
I know, but like, okay, let me put it this way: it's not pervy for her to go for him. I'm 36, okay? I'm 2 years younger than him. I could not imagine.
But what if I was 20 right now?
Well, you're not 20.
But what if I was? What if then, I was just me and 20?
Then no.
Why?
Because a 20-year-old you is completely different than
you
now.
20-year-old me is literally me right now. Look at me.
Okay.
I have a bowl of popcorn.
Let's rewind. Let's rewind to 20-year-old you. Where are you working, 20-year-old you? Tell me where you're working right now. Let's talk about that. Where are you working right now?
I'm trying to think. Oh, I was modeling wigs.
Okay, so you're a wig model. Okay. Now, okay, so, and then what kind of car are you driving around? I'm just trying to get an idea for your life.
I was driving a Woody Astro van, and I'm not joking.
Okay, so you're driving an Astro van. You're a wig model.
With wood on the sides.
With wood on the sides. How often are you getting modeling gigs, honestly?
A lot.
A lot? So you're working a lot.
I'm working a lot.
Okay, so you're a working woman. I respect that.
Yeah, I'm a working woman. I pay my own bills.
How often are you going out to clubs and bars?
Every night.
Every night. Okay. So I'm pretending that this is you, you know, so
yeah.
I meet you. You have
but a, I'm fun.
So you, I meet you. You're saying you're you now.
Mm-hmm.
You have an Astro van. You're a wig model. And you're going out every night. I'm not sure that's the person that I'm digging right now. I'm sorry. At this time of my life, I don't know if that's the person that I'm trying
crying.
To date.
I'm crying.
So do you see
I'm crying. Can we do the opposite?
What do you mean for me? You want to flip it on me? Okay. So now I'm telling you. You're like, okay, you like me right now. Let's go back to 20-year-old me.
Okay.
Okay. I'm.
You were living at AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
I was literally living on AJ from Backstreet Boys' house.
No,
couch.
Not when you were 20.
No, I was 21.
No.
I know. Okay, 20. Uh-huh. I was working at Nordstrom in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
And I lived in a really small 600 square foot, 2-bedroom apartment, tiny, right?
Okay.
With my roommate at the time. Who was my roommate? Bobby. Me, Bobby, and Fernando slept in on the balcony. I'm not kidding. There were three of us. We had three roommates, okay. And Fernando slept on the outside sunroom.
Honestly, just you saying Fernando slept on the balcony, I'm out.
Yeah.
I would walk into your apartment and be like, "We have a guy sleeping in the
balcony." And guess what? I'm working 4 days a week at Nordstrom, and I'm going out 4 to 5 nights a week to like
yes, but
neighborhood bars and restaurants.
If you had a girlfriend, I would just come with
you. Hang on. I'm going to phone parties.
What?
Okay. On Saturday nights, I'm going to
a phone. No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Listen to me.
You went to a phone party in Portland? I'm sorry.
Yes.
No.
There are phone parties at a place called FX.
You did not go there.
Yes. I've gone 3 times to phone parties. Yes.
No.
And I'm going to other clubs. I'm going to The Zone. Yes, I'm going to a club called The Zone.
Okay, that is a little kid arcade.
It's called The Zone. That's where I go. Do you want to date me? I work at Nordstrom. I literally have $200 in my bank account.
This guy sounds fun.
I make $1,000 a month.
He sounds fun.
And I go and I spend my paycheck clubbing every night. Do you want to date me?
Yes.
Oh my God, no you don't.
I do.
Anyway, long story short, Scott Disick is too old for her. That's the verdict.
I'm so mad right now. I've been a 20-year-old girl and I've gone out with older guys. It's fine.
Okay, fine. So we'll move.
Unless the guy is a fucking weirdo, then not fine. If the guy is like cool and normal,
what?
Here's the difference.
What's the difference?
I hate to be this person, but I'm going to be because this is the truth.
A girl can date up.
No.
Oh.
Okay, you are canceled. So,
okay.
Guys in Hollywood are younger than they appear.
That is true.
That's not right.
No, that's true.
No, that's wrong. Guys are older than they appear.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, guys in Hollywood are younger than they appear.
No, they're older than they appear.
Shut up right now. Shut up right now. Oh, wait. Seem older than they appear? No, are older than... Wait, yes. I'm confused. Now I'm confused.
See, I was right. Guys in Hollywood are...
Older than
older
they look.
Than they appear.
I thought you meant seem... Okay, my bad. I twisted that in my head.
Appears. Look,
you're 100% right. Yes.
So when you go...
They look
to,
young, but like Scott Disick looks like he's 28,
yeah,
but
and
he's
he acts like
38.
He's 28 because he's out in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's the difference where
yeah.
it's like...
I thought you meant the opposite. And I'm like, where...
I said
like,
the opposite on accident.
Because literally... When I go to my high school reunion...
I ran in... No, listen
It's
to
gonna
me.
Look like I'm at an elderly home.
Okay. Don't give yourself that much credit.
No.
Eating your symphony bar in the corner like all these geezers.
No, I'm saying... No, but like for real, because here's the thing. Guys lose their hair. They don't care about it. They don't like use
you have
fucking...
great hair.
Like... Guess what?
You're getting plugs.
I'm going to get plugs. When I start thinning more, I'm going to get plugs. I'm going to have beautiful plugs.
Exactly.
I'm going to have thick hair. I stay in shape.
Exactly.
I eat healthy. Like, I try
That's
to stay
thing.
Looking young.
So,
I know what you're saying.
I dated a guy who was 40. Well, I was also not 20. But how old was I?
26.
Okay, so I was 26. I have zero clue how old he was. 42?
That's fine.
Okay. But...
That is fine.
Okay, yes. But Hollywood makes you know about younger pop culture things. It takes you to Hollywood parties. It takes you out.
It keeps you young. It does keep you young.
It keeps you young because if you don't, you'll fall off.
Yeah. Jeez.
I'm just saying, if I go back to my hometown, I ran into a friend of mine from high school, and he started walking up to me, and this was like, maybe... Like a year ago, before the right before the pandemic, a guy in LA walks up to me, and I'm like, okay, this man is really aggressively walking towards me, knows my name, coming with open arms. Who is this older man?
Like, stoked to see you.
So excited to see me. And he's like, yeah. Ariel. And I'm like, what in the hell? Okay.
Okay.
Walking up to me with his arms open. Hugs me, and I'm like, oh my God, I had zero clue who this person was. Shortcut, he was literally like my high school crush. Like one of my he was one of my high school crushes.
Yeah.
Didn't recognize him. Zero hair, which is fine.
Yeah.
He just looked so different. And
you didn't
he has
recognize him.
Four kids.
Yeah.
Kids are gonna age you right there.
Yeah.
He has four kids.
Yes. And by the way, living in Hollywood,
you have to keep up.
You
or
have
else
to.
No one's like, that's so shitty.
Well, I mean, it's the name of the game.
Yeah.
Like, think about Brad Pitt and his age right now.
Well, he's got a lot of work done, right?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, to keep up in Hollywood,
yeah.
He got work done.
Yeah.
He's probably done some stuff to his hair.
Like,
he has the
I
best trainer
Brad
in the
Pitt.
World. He, like, stays in the best shape in the world. Like, you have, unless you're playing a character actor in Hollywood.
Good question.
Yeah.
If Brad Pitt asked me out on a date,
I'd have to let you go, but I'd tell you.
What would I be allowed to do?
Your restrictions?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Because I don't know if I could say I'm engaged to Brad Pitt.
I would want you to go on the date. I would. Because I know you love me enough to not leave me for Brad Pitt.
Are you sure?
Yes. I am that confident.
I don't know if I
am. I am. Listen, I'm confident, okay? But. I want you to, I don't want you to kiss him, but I want you to.
Yeah, I want to too.
Because I have to know how soft his lips are.
I really want to kiss Brad Pitt. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I would let you go on a date with Brad Pitt. You can kiss him.
Okay.
And.
Can I like hold his hand like and touch his leg or something?
You can hold his hand. You can touch his pee-pee on the outside of his pants.
What?
If he like grabs your hands and
I can touch his pee-pee?
On the outside of the pants.
I don't want to do that actually.
And that's it. That's it. Kiss, hand hold, pee-pee touch outside of the pants.
Wow.
He can't, I don't want him groping you though. Hey, Brad Pitt, if you're listening to this.
Yeah, no
please,
groping.
Please, no groping. No groping on this date.
But I can kissy.
but she can kiss. Okay, let's flip it. Ready? Who am I going on a date with?
No one.
Rihanna.
Nope.
Yeah, you know that's my crush. Mm-mm. I'm going on a date. Listen to my date. I'm going on a triple date.
It's different.
I'm going on a date right now with Rihanna and Margot Robbie. It's me, Ponde Replay Rihanna, and Margot Robbie from Wolf of Wall Street, Margot. It doesn't matter. They're hot now. They're hot then. I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's me and my girls, okay?
Okay.
We're on a date. Mm-hmm. Because you're letting me.
Yeah.
They both came up to me at a VMA party and said, oh my God, Matt Cutchell, we love your Emo's Not Dead skits.
Why do you have two girls?
Just, this is part of my fantasy. And then they say, Matt, we think that you are so sexy in that wig. Do you happen to have it with you? Of course I have it with me. It's in my trunk. They say, why don't you put on that sexy wig, put on that black nail polish and that all black suit.
Stop.
And why don't you come with us on a little date? Can you handle both of us? What do you want me to say there?
No, I can't handle both of you because you can't.
I'm going to lie. I'm going to lie and I'm going to say yes, but you have to let me. Let me now.
No!
Let me now. This is just a date.
Where are you going?
Why am I letting you kiss Brad Pitt, hold his hand and touch his pee-pee on the outside of his pants? I can't even go sit at a date with Rihanna and Margot Robbie. Okay, so now I'm there.
Okay, you're there.
Now I'm sitting there with my ladies. And they start making out.
They do. Okay, and you get up and leave
and
the
then
table.
And then they do this thing where they say,
no,
get in here.
No.
What? Why?
No.
Why not?
Then Brad Pitt gets to finger blast the shit.
No, he's not finger blasting you. No, he's not. No, he cannot. Brad Pitt, if you're listening, you cannot finger blast her.
Also, Matt's mom, if you're listening, don't Google that.
Why?
Can I tell you something?
What?
Half the shit I say on this podcast, I just think about your mom.
No, she has zero clue how to listen to podcasts.
Okay, good.
I don't think she knows what podcast is.
Okay.
If I said...
Okay, definitely now that I like talked about your mom, someone's going to send her this, though.
If I said, no, hey, anyone listening that knows my mom, do not send her this shit. I will ask my mom how she got it. She will not lie to me, and I will end our friendship or our family ship.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
So they start kissing. Okay. They're not making out, but they're just like sensual kisses. And they go like this. Like Margot reaches her hand out and goes, come here.
Okay.
And she calls me in. Am I allowed to go in for a three-way kiss?
Fine, but only one.
One?
Yeah.
Like one time? Like once I go in, I have to come out and that's it?
You're like, it's like the Love Island bubble. You can go in and you can stay in or you can leave and you're out forever.
Get out. Okay, so I have to stay in for a while then. If I want to make it count.
Ugh.
And then while I'm in there, now, okay. So now I'm in this three-way kiss.
Okay, don't. Okay.
And I'm locked. Ariel's panicked right now. I was chill. I was very chill with your Brad Pitt story. Let me finish
because
my story.
Because there's only one of them.
Okay. I'm taking Margot Robbie out. Let's just me and Rihanna.
All right. You can have sex with her.
Are you serious?
No.
Rihanna, if you're listening.
No!
Oh. What if... You know what's crazy? Do you think any celebrities listen to this?
No.
I don't think so either. Definitely not. No, but you know what's...
If there's any celebrity listening to this right now, please just give us a sign.
Yes. Honestly, if there's any actor or TV star or musician that listens to this, just let us know.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be hilarious. DM us and be like, I listen. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine? Rihanna goes, I listen, baby. Come here.
Oh my God. Can you imagine Brad Pitt just slides into my DMs and my pants?
I might have to let him, not the pants, DMs is fine. We have a random news list here. There's a new law in Norway where influencers legally have to disclose their Photoshopped images.
I love that. Oh, I love that.
Would you want this to be a thing in the U.S.? Yeah.
Yes.
I'll take that.
Yeah. I would love it. And you know why? I don't like it when people are like, these filters have to stop. It's like, okay, let people use filters, whatever.
Yeah.
On Instagram stories, okay. But that is some deceiving ass shit when you can just like put a picture up of yourself.
Yeah.
Where it's like literally not you. But I guess people just look different in pictures anyways. But if that's a, if that's what you look like, cool. But if it's like, oh, I changed the shape of my eyes.
You know how far I want to take it? The Paris filter. That's all we need.
Love the Paris
filter. Just get rid of some blemishes, make us all look a little more youthful, and that's it. But the thing is, there's like people go to Facetune and they put their butt out. They make their butt bigger and they make their boobs bigger. And then,
crazy.
And then they whiten their teeth and then they whiten their eyes. And then they like change the, they make their eyes more blue. And it's like, I get it. But we're not all superhuman.
Yeah.
Like we're people.
Yeah.
Let us just be people and look like a person.
Oh my God.
I kind of did the opposite the other day. I posted possibly the worst picture I've seen of myself.
Did you post that on your main?
Yeah, on my main Instagram. Yeah, on my main Instagram.
Did it do good?
I think so. Let me see. Actually, yeah. Honestly, here's the thing. My videos do good because people are used to me posting videos. I very seldom post a picture.
What does seldom mean?
Very seldom. I feel like it means like not that often.
Seldomly?
I very seldom.
Seldom?
Forget that I said that. Often I don't post a picture.
No, and you do know what that means. Seldomly. Seldom?
It means not commonly, I think.
Not a lot.
Let's look that up real quick. Hold up. Guys, we're gonna educate you on the number one educating podcast in the world, Riled Up. Seldom means not often.
Okay,
rarely.
Seldom.
Yeah,
seldom. I have always liked the word seldom.
You do?
I would like to name our child Seldom.
Seldom, meaning not often. Okay, I like that.
I love that.
Seldom is kind of a cute name.
It's such a cool name.
Seldom.
Okay, but wait. Yeah. Question.
Yes.
Do you say I seldomly post or do you say I seldom post?
Seldomly.
Yeah.
I think it's seldomly. I messed up.
All right.
But I post this picture because Ariel was taking a picture of me with a double rainbow. And in the moment, I just look like a complete goof. Like, it's the worst picture I've ever seen of myself, to be honest. And I was like,
I think you look cute.
And I was like, this is funny. And I posted it. It's pretty good. It has 38,000 likes.
What?
Yeah.
That's
and
really
374
good.
Comments.
Okay. Look at your face. You're cute.
And I'm okay with it.
You're a cute cutie.
People think I'm cute. People like me.
I want ice cream.
I know. You know what I have in that fridge?
A drumstick.
I have a drumstick in there. You know how you know when you used to be poor?
What?
When drumsticks were too expensive. Because I remember...
I just wasn't allowed to have... I just didn't like them, so I was always like... Eh.
I remember... Brand name ice cream like that was too expensive.
Aww, cutie.
And like, unless it was my own money from like mowing lawns and I would go to the ice cream truck, we couldn't get that kind of stuff.
I'll buy you drumsticks, cutie.
But the thing is, you would go to what you thought was your rich friend's house and they had a pantry. Do you remember that?
My friend's pantry always had Gushers in it.
Yes. Mine too.
And I was always like, holy shit, you have a Costco-sized box of Gushers?
Yep.
In a room that's dedicated to food.
Same. It blew my mind.
I was like, what is this room?
It blew my mind.
That's my pantry. I'm like, who's that? That's my maid. What?
What?
You have a maid and a pantry?
How weird is that shit?
A friend had a butler.
No, you did not.
I did.
A friend had a butler?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I don't know how that worked.
Can you tell me how, like, would you ring a bell? Do you push a button?
No.
Or do you just ask?
I think it was just like more of a house manager, but they called him a butler.
They said butler?
Is that bad?
I would never want to call someone a butler.
That's what it's called.
But you know in Fresh Prince, how Jeffrey, his name's Jeffrey, right?
Jeffrey is a butler.
You know how Jeffrey's a butler?
A butler.
I would honestly, I would feel way too awkward.
I think that's more like an assistant.
No, I'm saying like Jeffrey from Fresh Prince. I would feel.
He was like an assistant.
They made him wear a suit. They made him wear like a butler suit. I would feel so awkward.
Listen.
Having someone show up to my house.
A butler is a person who works in a house serving and is a domestic worker in a large household. And it's a huge house.
I'm sorry. I'd feel so awkward making someone wear a specific uniform to come into my house and make my bed.
Oh my God. Also this, butler responsibilities, including greeting and checking in guests. I never had to check in. Maybe this was just like a house manager.
What? How big was the house?
It was huge. I had a huge house, acres of land.
Okay.
Tennis court.
By the way, I've experienced property managers too.
And I think we were just young, so my friend knew of like a Fresh Prince butler.
Yeah.
And was like, that's my butler. I'm like, okay.
It probably was a butler because that's probably what they called them. I went to a friend's house in Montecito and her mom had like two maids, butlers. I guess. Butler, well, two women. And they were both wearing the same sort of uniform.
Mm-hmm.
They looked like maids from movies.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked in, they went to the fridge and they handed me like Fiji water.
Oh my God.
Like one of them says, "Would you like something? Would you like a water?" I was like, "Oh yes, please." And she went and got me a Fiji water and brought it over. And oh my God, Fiji water, that blew my mind. That was like the rich water.
Oh my God.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
When Fiji water came out,
uh-huh.
That was like the rich water.
Yeah.
Like you had to be rich to have Fiji. And she brought me a Fiji water. But here's what made it awkward. The house that I went to, the woman wasn't like a working woman.
Huh.
She was rich and she inherited money. But it's like, do you really need to have a maid bring me a water? Like you could also just point to the fridge and I'll go get it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like, this is so, I would just be like, no, thank you. And then I would just go do it myself.
Yeah, like she should have just said, like if the maids weren't there, do you want a water? It's in the fridge. I'd be like, thank you. And I would go and say, are you sure I can drink this Fiji water? That'd be it.
Yeah.
You know?
Is the word maid
offensive?
Offensive?
You mean like cancel culture offensive?
No.
Or like just, does that offend somebody?
Like
yeah, are we getting canceled for this conversation?
Yeah. No, like housekeeper is like.
I like housekeeper better than maid.
Me too, because like a housekeeper, I have friends that live in tiny apartments that have housekeepers. And then.
I think, can I tell you the difference?
What?
I think a maid is there every day.
Oh,
and they're an employee.
Oh.
I think a housekeeper is someone that you hire to come clean your house like once a month or once every couple of weeks or something like that.
I like that. Okay.
And I feel like if that's your maid, they're there all the time. You know, there's that one huge house up on the hill that I always stare at on our bike ride.
Uh-huh.
And there's a house up on this hill, huge, and it's being remodeled. And they have like a maid quarters down below.
I think
like,
it's a security guard.
It could be a security guard tower.
It's not a tower. It's like a little or like, not house. Tower.
Yeah.
I think it's a security guard.
That's where the security guard
lives.
That's true.
I think that's where they live.
I mean, could you imagine?
Yeah.
Some people need it though.
I guess.
Like someone extremely wealthy and powerful will move into that insane house and they're going to have a security guard that just sleep down at the bottom of their house. That would be kind of sick.
I would love to have a security guard.
That would be kind of sick. But anyway, like that always blew my mind. Like gushers, I'm telling you, gushers in a pantry was a sign of wealth.
Yes.
That was a...
And
packages of Hi-C or Capri Sun.
Wow. I had those though. Some actually no.
Gushers was the true sign of wealth.
Gushers was the true sign of wealth. Also,
four types of cereals.
Oh my God!
Five,
yes.
four
no,
four
like
boxes.
If you had a healthy cereal and sugar cereal, you were an actual billionaire.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You were Bill Gates.
If you had like a cereal I'd never tried before,
you're Oprah Winfrey.
You are Oprah Winfrey. If you had like Count Chocula.
If you had Count Chocula,
you were
and
rich.
Cocoa Puffs and Cinnamon Toast Crunch and then Honey Bunches of Oats.
Rich.
And a thing of Gushers there. You're literally Bill Gates if he married Oprah.
Yeah. Wow.
That's insane.
Also, another friend, my friend who had the pantry and stuff, she also had, what is it called? Single packets of like mini muffins.
I don't know.
The little mini muffins.
Like Hostess?
Yeah, it was like Hostess stuff.
Okay.
She would have like cupcakes, the two packs. And she's like, want one? I'm like, what? Like I can have this whole pack of things.
Oh, there were the two packs of the cupcakes and they were Hostess though, right?
Yes. But then there was mini muffins. Those were Hostess, too.
By the way, they are good.
They're so good. I would love to bite into a chocolate cupcake with the white swirls on top right now.
Right now?
Or even a Twinkie.
Twinkie.
Should we, like, make healthy Twinkies?
Yes, we should. Hinkies.
Hinkies.
Why?
Hinkies.
Let me ask you a question. And I'm pouring my heart out here.
Okay.
Why on God's green earth is the stuff that's worse for you the best tasting? Yeah. Why? It sucks.
I don't know.
Like, the shitty cereals taste amazing.
I know.
The Hostess ding dongs and oh wait, were they ding dongs?
Ding dongs.
Ding dongs.
Ding dongs.
Why are ding dongs so good?
I want to find a ding dong in Hawaii.
Ding dong? Who named those things?
Ho-hos?
We're calling them ding dongs.
Ho-hos, ding dongs, Twinkies.
Oh, wait a second. Is this person an actual pervert? guys, the person who's
Ho-hos,
naming...
Ho-hos, ding dongs, ho-hos?
My mind is blown right now.
Ding dongs.
The person who names the Hostess snacks or treats.
DTF.
Is DTF. Literally. Ding dong. He's like, this one's a ding dong. We're going to call this one a Twinkie. Mm. And he's like, and this one, this is a ho-ho. Yeah. What a sicko.
Are there other ones?
Yeah, let me look it up.
Hostess pervs. Just type in Hostess pedophiles. Hostess treat names.
Okay. Dump trucks. What are those? Big wheels.
Big wheels.
Donuts, fruit pies, Twinkies, ding dongs. Okay. We already named all the pervert ones.
I don't know. Fruit pies?
Fruit pies.
Don't call me a fruit pie.
What do you guys think Hostess, what do you think their revenue is in a year?
Do you know?
I'll look it up.
What does that mean exactly for the people in the back? Like,
it's how much in business they bring in.
So you mean like a year?
How much money does that company bring? How much in sales do they do in a year?
Holy shit. All right. If I get this right, what will you Venmo me?
If you get this right to a T, like how right?
Within like $100,000.
If you get this right within $100,000, I'll Venmo you $1,000 right now.
Okay. How much money they
How
made.
Much money they...
Net.
They bought...
Gross,
yes. Gross. This is not after making the products and paying employees. This is just dollars. How many dollars were spent on Hostess snacks?
Okay. Do I get any kind of clue?
How do I give a clue? So 2020. Okay. In the last 4 years, 2020 was their highest year. COVID vibes. Staying at home.
COVID vibes.
Everyone's like... Ding dong. Let's get the ding dongs and Twinkies going.
Put these ding dongs in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I got two ding dongs in my mouth right now.
I got a Twinkie in my mouth right now.
I'm about to eat this ho-ho. All right.
Take a guess for $1,000.
Okay.
And for $1,000, Ariel's going to guess the Hostess brand annual revenue of 2020.
$770 million.
You know what's insane?
What?
In 2017, it was $776 million.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Venmo me $1,000.
No, hell, you didn't get it right. I give you what you get one more guess for $1,000. 2020. It's higher than 2017. 2017. They did $776 million in annual revenue.
Nailed that.
That, can you imagine? Do you know how much Hostess snacks that is?
Like, did they make $1 billion?
In 2020? Is that your guess?
There's no way they made $1 billion in sales.
The countdown begins. I need a final answer here.
$920 million.
In 2019, they did $908
million. Damn it!
So you are so close. In 2020...
$1 billion.
In 2020, people who bought Hostess snacks, it equal to $1,017,000,000.
I was only $100,000 off. No, it's a million no, off.
You were $100 million off.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, $100 million off. But think about that. If you really think about $1 billion, how much it is astonishing.
I'm astonished.
I'm astonished by that number.
I am wrecked
like,
by it.
When you think about, let's go to Jeff Bezos' net worth right now. Because
oh, no.
This, if you really think about this.
Is Jeff, he a trillionaire?
He will be.
Are there any trillionaires in the world?
Okay, so apparently there is a trillionaire family. But it's like I feel like the Rothschilds, like that family that like started banks and shit.
Yeah.
They don't disclose their net worth, or people don't really know their net worth. But apparently they're like a trillionaire family. That's right. What they're saying. But but on paper, people who own businesses.
Yeah, it's like in your business.
Jeff
asset.
Bezos. This is after his divorce, mind you.
Okay.
$198 billion.
$100?
And his wife took, I think, like, or left with like 30% of his net worth or something. Let me see. What's her name? What's his wife's name?
Martha.
$198 billion. Jeff Bezos' wife. Bezos' wife. Here we go. Mackenzie Scott.
Oh, I knew it was with an M. I said Martha.
Mackenzie Scott. I just want to see her net worth real quick.
Net worth.
Net worth. Her net worth.
Generation net
worth. Generation net worth.
Think about if you were born into the Bezoses.
I've probably told the story 50 times on the podcast, but I'll never forget seeing him at the Star Wars premiere and him just bumping into my cousin John. And John like kind of turning, and I'm like, that's Jeff Bezos.
That's
the
richest, crazy.
The richest man documented in the world just bumped into you. Like, what are the odds of that?
I would have been like, can I borrow some money?
There are almost 8 billion people in the world, and the richest person in the world.
Who's the craziest person you've ever bumped into?
Like, physically bumped into?
Yes, physically.
Well,
and if you haven't bumped into anyone crazy, that's fine.
I mean, how about this?
You have physically had to have bumped bodies into them.
Does it count that Kate McKinnon used me as a resting table at a party?
That's pretty good.
I felt a person starting to kind of push me over, and like I thought they were just kind of like, you know, trying to scoop me by, whatever. So
scoop me by.
I was just kind of like leaning further and further down, and this woman is leaning on me as if I'm like
a table,
like with her elbow on my back, and I'm like, what is happening? And it was Kate McKinnon drunk at like a party, and she was like being funny to the person that she was talking to,
yeah.
And I was like just part of her like prop, like she just used me for a prop.
Amazing.
And I loved it. It was fine. But bumping into a famous person, I don't think I've ever bumped into a famous person. I don't think that I have. I've like randomly like approached a famous person at a party, like not knowing it was them, and be like, oh shit, that's Leo DiCaprio. Like I've had that, but
no.
I don't. Have you bumped?
I've bumped.
Who'd you bump?
I have physically.
I know who you bumped. Oh. Benji Madden's wife. Cameron Diaz.
Yep. I bumped into her. I was at Barney's, I think. Fred Siegel. I was at Fred Siegel, and I walked around the corner, and I physically, like, bumped. We went around the corner at the same time, and I, like, bumped into this woman. And I was like, I am so sorry. Oh, my God, I can't do this. And then I was like, that was cool.
Did you acknowledge it?
Or no.
Or you said,
I was like,
sorry.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. She's like, I'm sorry. And then that was it. And then we walked away from each other. Then we started kissing in the dressing room. It was really, really crazy.
Oh, you made out with her?
Yeah.
What?
Can you imagine?
That's Benji's wife, right?
Yes.
And then Nicole, and then
yes,
Nicole is Joel's wife.
Yes.
Nicole and Joel.
Nicole and Joel.
Benji and Kemenji.
Kemenji. Then another person I bumped into, which is so f***ing crazy. A friend of mine was friends with someone, and we were going to a birthday party. And I'm being vague because I actually don't remember whose birthday it was. And this birthday party, I didn't know who was going to be there. I didn't know I didn't know the birthday person. But I was invited to the birthday because my friend was like, I'm going to go. Just come with me. It's like a party at a place. So like, you're fine. So I was like, okay, fun. So we went to this birthday party. I was at a club. and there was a bunch of people dancing at a club, and they have like salsa dancing. So there was all these people salsa dancing, people like dipping girls' legs flying everywhere, people spinning around.
That Latina shit.
It was so fun. And I come down these stairs after I go to the bathroom, and I literally like get caught into the middle of a tango. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like bumping into two different people back and forth. And then the person gets like spun back into the situation. And I'm like in the middle. I'm like, I am so sorry. It was Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt salsa dancing together. Like I was in the middle of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith scene.
That is insane.
And scene.
Dude, okay, so...
I'm not joking.
Were they good?
Yes.
Oh, of course they were good. Can they not be good at something?
Well, think about it. They literally probably learned the hottest salsa dancing because of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh,
you've seen that movie, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the very beginning when they don't know each other, are like spies or whatever, they are salsa dancing or they're like in Colombia or something. And yeah.
What a breakup. Jeez. First of all, amazing story. I wish that I saw that. And who's next for Brad and who's next for Angelina?
Me?
Like it's
me.
It's,
I don't know.
Shut up.
Oh,
it's gonna happen.
Me?
Is Jennifer Aniston single? Can that happen?
I
do you think that could happen?
I'm thinking I'm not mad at it. Let's just put it that way.
Like that would be amazing.
If they just got back together and rocked our worlds.
They would rock the world if they
got
back together.
That would be
Brad and Jen.
Top couple for me.
And then who for Angelina Jolie? I mean, Brad Pitt's the best guy that she's dated, right? Like
out of him and Billy Bob Thornton.
That's what I'm saying. Like she dated Billy Bob Thornton. Like I'm like, about him.
Wait.
Did she date Johnny Depp?
No.
Oh,
Angelina Jolie doesn't need a man. Let's just put it that way.
That's
she
true.
Don't need a fucking man. Neither does Jennifer Aniston. But
I know, but
I'm
like
just saying.
Yeah.
I think Angelina Jolie is the type of person that she seems like, and the way she is like, I'm good by myself.
Yeah.
You know? Actually, I guess a lot of like Hollywood people do because it's easier to be alone.
Well, first of all, because their schedules are crazy. They have money. They have assistance. They have help with their kids. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't really need teamwork to make the dream work. Cutie? Hello? All right, guys. Well, Ariel just fell asleep. So, I guess that's that. Thanks for listening to Riled Up. And, Cutie, wake up.
Sorry.
We're finishing the podcast. I'm just saying goodbye. We were talking about famous people and Brad and Jen, and you started falling asleep. Anyway, you guys, thanks for listening to Riled Up.
I'm just kidding, guys. No, but I am very tired.
Let's go to bed.
Let's go to freaking bed.
It's 10:30 here, which means it's 10, 11, 12, which means it's 1:30 back home. It's bedtime. Good night, guys. We love you.
Hey, guess what? God bless. We love you.
See you next Tuesday.
I don't know.
No, next Tuesday. See, we're going to see them next Tuesday. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Bye.